The Green Maiden of the Lake. Long ago, not far from Aberdovey in Wales, there lay within a field of hills the Lake of the Bearded One. Aberdovey Church was famous for its sweet-sounding bells, and no one liked them better than the beautiful Green Maiden who lived at the bottom of the lake. Each evening when the bells rang out, she would rise from the lake, bringing with her a herd of milk-white cows. She would carefully look around to see that no one was watching, then call the cows one by one. "Rise, arise, my fairy kine. Follow your leader into line. Up, Lightfoot, Silktail, Bright, haste, speckled one, snow and white." There was one little cow called Snowflake who was always last. Either she lingered too long below the water or strayed too far from her mistress. On one occasion, she'd even wandered as far as the whitewashed walls of the big farmhouse. The Green Maiden had scolded her. "Remember, little one, we must all return to the lake before the bells stop chiming." One evening, when the Green Maiden was busy weaving a new cloak out of the long rushes, Snowflake strayed away once more. Along the winding path she went, stepping daintily over the stones, until she found herself near the farm gate. Peering between the bars, she was so fascinated that she did not hear her mistress calling. But she did hear the voice of the rosy-cheeked dairymaid, whose name was Nancy. "What a pretty little white cow," she exclaimed. "And where did you come from?" Then Evan, the young cowherd, approached the gate with his herd of brown cows and stopped to admire the strange animal. "She's a little beauty," he cried, stroking her silken coat. Down by the lake, the Green Maiden, sensing danger, desperately blew on her silver bugle, warning Snowflake to return. Nancy and Evan shaded their eyes against the setting sun and stared towards the lake. They could not see the maiden standing amid the tall green rushes. Turning back to the little cow, they looked carefully at her smooth neck in the hope of finding a mark or name. When they could see nothing, they decided to take her into the cowshed and keep her safe for the night. With outstretched arms, they shooed Snowflake and the other cows into the shed. Then, when all the herd was safely inside, they locked the gate with an iron bolt. As soon as she saw this, the Green Maiden knew that she'd lost Snowflake, for fairy folk cannot enter where iron bars the way. Sadly, she returned with her herd into the lake, and as the bells of Aberdovey Church died away into the distance, a heavy grey mist covered the hollow. Later that evening, the miserly farmer who owned the farm grumbled about feeding the stray white cow. He wanted to get rid of her. But the very next morning, when he saw that she yielded far more milk than his own cows, he changed his mind. "I've never seen such rich, creamy milk," he said. "It will make the finest cream and butter and cheese." "She'll make your fortune, master," said Evan proudly. The greedy farmer was determined to keep Snowflake. Soon he was showing her off at local fairs, and people flocked to buy the delicious butter and cheese made from her milk. Over the years, he became more and more rich, as all the neighboring farmers paid gold for one of Snowflake's beautiful white calves. At first, Snowflake was very content. Only when the church bells of Aberdovey rang out each evening did she feel strangely restless. But as she saw her white calves sold one by one, she grew sadder and sadder, and she produced less and less milk. Nancy and Evan loved her dearly and treated her as their special pet. So they were horrified one day when the farmer said that he was determined to get rid of her. "She only gives a few drops of milk these days," he grumbled. "It's time she was slaughtered." Nancy and Evan begged to be allowed to keep her. They promised that they would pay for her food out of their own meager wages. But nothing they could say would soften the farmer's heart. The following evening, as the bells of Abba Dovey Church rang out, the farmer led Snowflake to another shed to be slaughtered. Evan could not bear to watch. Pushing the farm gate wide, he rushed to the lakeside and flung himself down on the grass, sobbing. A few moments later, he was joined by Nancy. "Look, Evan," she whispered suddenly. "Look at the lake." Evan raised his head and gasped. For there in the tall rushes stood the Green Maiden, silently watching the farm. The sharp axe was about to fall on Snowflake's neck when the maiden raised her silver bugle to her lips and blew loudly. The axe remained frozen in midair, and the rope holding the little white cow dropped to the ground. The farmer could move neither hand nor foot as Snowflake trotted away, passing through the gate and up the pathway to the lake. Nancy and Evan watched, overjoyed, as the maiden called, "My stray white cow, come home, come home, back to the lake, no more to roam. Your mistress calls you, loud and clear, to bring back your white calves, sleek and dear." Then, to the astonishment of Nancy and Evan, all Snowflake's white calves came streaming out of the neighboring farms. First in ones, then in twos and threes, they trailed after each other towards the lake, and soon they had encircled it like a great white daisy chain. The Green Maiden put her arms round Snowflake's neck and hugged her. Then she walked round the calves, fondly patting each one, until she reached the sturdiest and strongest of them all. She smiled at the young couple. "Here is a reward for your kindness. I know you will take great care of her, as you have taken care of Snowflake. But first I must make her different from the fairy cows of the lake." Touching the calf's head, she said, "Cast off now your fairy white, and take the color of the night." Even as she spoke, the sturdy calf changed color. She was no longer white, but black from head to tail. The Green Maiden walked to the edge of the lake and beckoned to the herd of white cows to follow her. In a few moments, they had all vanished beneath the water, just as the bells of Abba Dovey died away. Nancy and Evan would have thought it all a dream if they'd not heard the mooing of that little black calf. But their gift from the lake will never be forgotten, for she was the first of the breed of sturdy Welsh black cattle, famous today throughout all the world.